Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Mike Duvall about winning a track championship at 68 years old. Then we'll speak with Mike Weeks about his dirt late model track championship, and we'll have a conversation with Garrett Lowe about testing a stock car in Europe over the past couple of weeks. But first, let's get to our What's Hot, and from Talladega to Tulsa, Dillon to Dominion, plenty of racing going on over the past weekend. Check out PRN at the Track on our social media, X, Instagram, and Facebook. We'll keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. Now, he won this back when he was just a young whippersnapper at 67, but now he's had a birthday in November since then. 68-year-old two-division track champion from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mike Duvall. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. And, man, well, you know, what kind of car were you in winning two track championships there at the Tulsa Speedway? What'd you win in?
I was in a USRA B mod, run the two classes, the USRA B mod and the USRA modified, on like the first or second night, just for the fun of it. And I left there leading the points in both classes. So I thought, well, I might as well try it. And I ended up leading them all year.
Wow. Well, there you go for doing too good. And it cost you, you had to race for the championship, and he got them both. The B mod, a little bit underpowered, version of the modified, and then the full-blown modifieds. They're the open front wheel race cars that you see around the country, and our guest won track championships at Tulsa Speedway in both versions of the race car. Mike Duvall is on the profabrication.com hotline. So did you have to run back and forth between the cars? What did you do to be able to, you know, go race two divisions at a grassroots track?
Well, I had only one car that I ran, and so, but there was nights when if the races was too close together, I didn't have any time to do anything to the car. I'd just stay in the car and get a drink of water and then go out and run the next race.
Wow.
And then you had to run once you got into it a few weeks and was chasing the points, you had to run the earlier races real conservatively because you had to save the car for the last race.
Wow, so you couldn't get into no scrapes and such of any big nature with the whichever division ran first, because you still had to.
Right.
Man, Mike Duvall was able to navigate all through that, which is a whole unique thing to be able to, you know, still compete at a high level at Tulsa Speedway, but not push it because you knew you had to go right back around and try to run the other division. Mike is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So not only winning races and championships, but just in general, how does somebody stay, you know, fit enough, you know, at 68 years old to be able to do this? What's your key to life success there to, you know, still be a competitive, more than competitive driver?
It's real hard, and especially with the heat and doing all the work on the car yourself and stuff. But I think the secret is never stopping. I've raced every year for 50 years. I think if you got out of it for a few years and tried to get back in it at this age, it would seem like 10 times the work that you could do. As long as you just kept doing it a little bit at a time, it just seems normal. And it has got a little harder in the last couple of years, I'll have to say.
Did anybody else in your family race?
Yeah, my dad raced when I was a kid, and my brother raced also, and my nephew Joe races, and I have another nephew that won a lot of championships. Greg Skuggs, he raced.
Wow. Mike Duvall and the Duvall family winning track championships and big races all across the central part of our country. Mike's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. When you look back at what it must have been like for your father's era of racing. What were some of the things that were challenges to him that you just kind of shake your head and say, I can't believe he was able to do that?
The main thing was they hadn't really come up with full face helmets and tear offs when he raced. And he raced with just a single shield with a piece of Saran wrap on it. And when it got covered with mud, he waited as long as he could and he threw it off. And then that's all he had for the rest of the race.
Well, I hope he was in front by then and didn't have much mud on it, because one little piece of Saran wrap.
He did win a few of them. So.
Well, that is so cool. Saran wrap, and the innovators brought us the early days of racing. And we're chatting with Mike Duval, the 68-year-old track champion at Tulsa Speedway, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Who was your first racing hero back when you started half a century ago?
I had a few that I admired, but I'd have to say my brother. Everywhere we went that he raced, no matter where he finished, I thought he was the best that was on the track.
Wow.
And I always thought that anytime he got beat, it was equipment and never the driver.
Well, that sounds like a pretty cool deal. Keep it close in the family, and to be able to have the brotherly caring and such as Mike Duval. 68-year-old track champion at Tulsa Speedway. He won not only in the B mod division, but the mod division. And man, that is special. You know, Mike, what moment from this year, made it the best for you?
Well, I'd have to say the night that I won both features, and that was I've went seasons without winning two features. So to win two features in one night, no matter what the situation was just unbelievable. My wife was sitting in the pit grandstand, and when the second one was over, she heard somebody behind her say, "He just won both features." And I thought that was neat. So,
well, they were right. And not only both features in one night, but a both track championships at Tulsa Speedway. Mike Duval, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass. Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
I mean, it's its own animal. It's got its own feel to it, and that's not a bad thing.
Talking about a road course this day and age with these cars and Watkins Glen, a lot of crashes happen there and restarts.
There's just always crazy things that seem to happen. So, yeah, you just got to kind of take it week by week.
For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk the latest NASCAR news.
I think all of those guys can win races at any given date, and I think that's what's going to make this playoffs really, really exciting.
Earlier in the season, when you asked me who's going to be the next driver to get their first win, I thought it would be Ty Gibbs, and it just hasn't materialized for him yet.
JC is only 16, but he's plugged into the sport unlike anyone you've ever met. That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, not just this year's past year's track champion, but last year's as well, back-to-back track championships at Wartburg Speedway in the dirt late model division, Mike Weeks on the ProFab hotline. Hey, Mike, congrats. I'm sorry we missed, hooking up to be able to hear about the first time around, but Man, winning it back-to-back. What was more special this year for you getting this title, or compare the two? Which one was more special?
Well, I think probably, honestly, the first one, because I had never won the points at Wartburg Speedway specifically. And, like a lot of us guys, we didn't set out to do that. So when you start leading them and then it's halfway through the year, you're like, man, we need to probably try to keep this up. And I won them. And luckily and thankfully, the Billy Glenn and Drew for allowing me to do it. When it was all said and done, I was like, man, I put my name on there with, people like Dave Bilbrey, which has won a lot of races there, Keith Longwater, Anthony Watt. The list goes on and on. And I was just very, very fortunate to put my name with that group of guys.
Mike Weeks is now on that list twice, the back-to-back late model champion at Wartburg Speedway, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Not only on all the sheets and records and such, but I saw that your car and your name are now a part of the Wartburg Speedway champion's shirt. How cool is that? Is that like cover of the Rolling Stone, like that old song was, your car on a shirt?
Yes, that's pretty cool. And, I think what makes it more special is, I got two grandkids. So to give them one of them shirts and a sweatshirt or whatever, and them to know that, I got a good quick story. My oldest grandson's in high school. He's a freshman. So he wears his shirt to school one day. Well, he calls me at night, and he's like, I need to place an order for some shirts. All these kids at my school want shirts. So, I guess to him, it's kind of cool to have that, maybe to think that I'm a cool papa, I guess, if you want to say that.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you. Grandpa, guys don't usually get cool in high school, but congrats on that win. That's cool.
That was pretty cool, But, it's kind of funny that he done that. And I was like, he said, I've got an order to place, And I was like, well, you might already gather the money before we get the order together.
Wow. Man, that's off the chain or whatever the way they would say it in there now. Mike Weeks, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Wartburg Speedway Dirt Late Model back-to-back champion. Awesome feat there. And speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. Mike, I understand that you use profabrication headers and exhaust on your race car. What can you say about them? What makes them special enough to help you win back-to-back championships?
Man, they're just a very good built header. I think all the headers out there are good built, but Profab's got really nice stuff, and the stainless ones are been very durable for us. They had no troubles, no failures with them, no leaks, no crack, pipes or nothing like that. So can't say enough about them, and all the other parts that's on our cars also.
Mike Weeks, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, saying it well as Wartburg track champion, a nice tribute to our friends at Profabrication. Getting all this attention, you get people investigating different things. And I saw one thing about you that milkman? Why do they call you the milkman, Mike?
Well, actually, it started probably before I ever started racing. There was a guy that helped my dad a lot on race cars. His name was Buddy Norwood. He was from Knoxville, and him and my dad teamed up, and they had different drivers and stuff, and there was some reason that he started calling me that, and that just stuck with me for years. Ever since probably I was 13, 14 year old, and started racing, and they put it at the bottom of the door on my race car, and I was like, just kind of being a kid, it's fine. And then actually this past year when I put the wrap on my car, I did not put that on the bottom of the door, and everybody was freaking out. Like, why didn't you do that? And I'm like, well, I'm getting older. It's kind of, I don't, but most people know me, and I've been called a whole lot worse. So I've kind of just let it ride, and it's been fun. And, I have people call me that. And don't, even when they call, that's what they call me. They don't They don't even call me by my name. It's just, you know, it's just something that growed on me through the years, I guess.
Well, the Mike, the milkman, Mike Weeks, has a different name now. Back-to-back dirt late model Wartburg Speedway track champion. And if you're listening on WECO in Wartburg, you could see the milkman over at the track or at any of the tracks around the Volunteer State, slinging that rocket chassis machine all over those tracks. You grew up kind of in the sport. Dad was a fabricator, and I know, rest his soul, he's been gone a little while and all. But when you go in the toolbox, do you have one of his tools that always brings to mind some memories? You got that with you in your racing stuff?
Yeah, man, I guess every tool he's got, you know, is sentimental, because I know just how hard he worked. You know, how hard of a guy he was. Just a regular working guy that, you know, tried to make a living doing this, and he did. He supported me and my mom, and, you know, and let me race too. You know, I look back, and when he got sick and I knew he was had cancer, I'd done a tribute car of all the old cars that he had, and I just put it in a wrap on my car, and I took it to his house and unloaded it and let him see it. I thought that was he really enjoyed that, and I remember telling him when we did it, I told him, I said, look, I know you spent $1 million on me through racing, and you let me do it. There's no way I could ever repay you. So this is my way of just telling you, you know, thank you, that I appreciate it, everything. Cause if it wouldn't have been for him, I would have never, you know, been able to do this. And the other thing that I'm appreciative of, and I always remember, is all the things he taught me. Wow. You know, how to put an interior in a race car, how to put a body on, how to run brake lines, just valves, just whatever. Because he literally, and I'm not trying to brag on him, he could do anything with a race car.
Got to leave it there.
He was very talented.
But he certainly produced a heck of a man and a two-time Wartburg Speedway track champion. Mike Weeks, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Congratulations, and appreciate you taking the time to tell us those awesome stories. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Denny Hamlin slides up. He gets into the fence a little bit off of turn three. We will see if he is able to sustain that.
So suddenly things change dramatically. The two youngsters for JGR, now the veterans that are occupying the top two spots in turn three.
Hamlin out front for the 11th time today.
Denny Hamlin gives up the lead.
Side by side going into one. Truex down low, Hamlin up high.
Three wide in front of him. On the bottom is Chastain. Up top is Austin Dillon with Gilliland in the middle.
It's Bristol, baby.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your engine!
Reddick goes right to the bottom of the racetrack. Chastain tries to hold on the outside.
Truex on the inside. Byron in the middle. Chastain up high.
Hamlin now beginning to come to the front. He's got the edge now. He'll take the lead away.
Brian Blaney sliding down into the grass. There was a lot of bumping and grinding. And Blaney noses into the infield retaining wall.
Ross Chastain doing a great job. Truex right there, big in his mirror as they race down the backstretch here. Harrison Burton is spinning down the back straightaway. Everybody going to the top side. Here comes Kyle Larson. Larson dives to the bottom of the racetrack. He wants to lead all four.
Chris Buescher has trouble. And a spin off of turn four.
Yeah, we've got a ton of cars that are in this one, and Larson is certainly one of those cars.
Trouble coming out of turn four. Hamlin is sideways. The car spins down on the apron of the racetrack.
Byron takes that brightly painted number 24 to the front. He gets a big shove from Daniel Suarez.
This is PRN.
Cookout, char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. Welcome back to PRN At The Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The last time we had him on, he was a 2022 U.S. Legend Semi-Pro National Champion and doing a great deal of things in the world of iRacing. Garrett Lowe, now you've gone off and tested a stock car in Europe. Do they really run stock cars over there? What kind of car was it? Where'd you test?
Yeah, they really do. It's a NASCAR Euro Series stock car, and we were out at Fontenay-le-Comte in France. Beautiful countryside, beautiful place, and obviously a great facility to go test a stock car.
Garrett Lowe's testing a stock car over the days in December, and now chatting with us here after the first of the year about that adventure. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. How do you get involved to do that? I saw some posts from BS Plus Competition saying that you were there and going and all. Put some pieces together. Help us understand.
Yeah, so the NASCAR Euro Series reached out to BS Plus Competition, wanted to invite me to come to their recruitment test. They have a two-day test middle of December to look at recruiting new drivers to the series. And they wanted me to be a part of it, especially with my eNASCAR connection and trying to bridge the gap between sim and real racing as we work so hard at BS Plus Competition to do, as well as the Prodigy Racing League stuff we have going on. So they invited me over to come to the test, and we were able to make it work and have two incredible days of testing.
Wow, making it work. That's going to be the next place we go as we're chatting with Garrett Lowe, who tested a stock car in Europe, in France, during the month of December. He and his crew from BS Plus Competition, working with Euro NASCAR to pull all of this together and such. An amazing time as our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So going over to Europe, I know a lot of folks across the globe speak English, but sometimes they don't always speak it and certainly don't know all some of the words sometimes drivers use. Do you use driver hand signals like we're all familiar with? What do you do to communicate to the crew during a test so that everybody is on the same page?
Yes, I mean, it's very challenging. You do use a lot of hand signals. A lot of hand motions is what you feel the car is doing. As I've learned, the driver hand motions are an international language. For sure. And talking with engineers, some of them do speak a little bit of English, but there's certain phrases that I'll say that they don't know, because it's, I come from Southeast short tracks, and my language is not necessarily common over there. So we were able to work through that, and it honestly helped me become a little bit more refined in how I do communicate and feedback on changes. So it was a really good experience as well to work with those engineers over there.
Garrett Lowe working with engineers through all kinds of things, from regular language to sign language to just flat out hauling around the racetrack in France over the month of December there for a couple of days. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You were the Legends National Champion in the semi-pro division a couple of years ago. How did running in the road course events in the Legends car translate over to the full-size car that you tested there in Europe?
It actually translated very well. The Legend car, obviously with the sequential manual gearbox, obviously the NASCAR Euro Series will be transitioning to a manual sequential gearbox next year as well. So we were able to test that, which was a big help for me as far as if we're going to be able to race next year. We're on the most up-to-date equipment, so that was really cool. Easy transition, no issues, and was able to adapt to that pretty quickly.
Garrett Lowe, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh from stamping his passport on the way back from Europe, where he tested a stock car over the couple of days in the month of December. Our guest on the ProFab hotline. Now, presentation. A lot of drivers think they've got it, but when you look at Garrett's presentation out on social media, especially on X and the things that he does there, you've been one of the drivers that we've often kept an eye on. How does that help you with a sponsor? And what would you say to some of the young drivers that may be listening in as some of the keys to having that buttoned up presentation that you seem to have?
Oh, you're right. Presentation is very important. And I try to make sure that I do maintain a good image, as well as making sure that people know I am having fun, because it is something I'm passionate about as far as racing. So knowing that you're showing your passion and your energy, but also still keeping it professional. It's easy to get goofy on social media these days because other people are showing off or whatever. But yeah, I mean, keeping it, you know, keeping your content to where you're engaging with different ranges of audience, different age ranges, and making sure that you're kind of hitting all your targets, as well as, you know, maybe not overloading your posts, not every hour or every day, but keeping it consistent enough that your audience is still engaged.
Wow. Engaged content and presentation plus. Our guest, Garrett Lowe, on the profabrication.com hotline, fresh back from testing in Europe during the month of December, and now chatting with us about all things involving, you know, his racing career and moving forward and such. What was maybe the most fun of getting in that car and going around? What was, well, here's one. How about the first moment you got to see the car there live, and then they're telling you, slide in this thing? What were those moments like for you?
The first moment was really cool, and I had yet to see the full car wrapped in BS Plus Competition red livery. So that was really awesome. I'd seen kind of the teaser photos where it was being wrapped in the shop, but I hadn't seen it in person. They kind of held back from it. They didn't want to show it to me until we got a live reaction. So that was really cool. They opened the door, and it was up on stands warming up. Really cool. And then, obviously, you hop right in for a seat fitting, get everything fitted up and ready to go, and then suited up and in the car in about 20 minutes. So quick turnaround, you know, get in and go, quick debrief and breakdown of what we need to target for the day, and go from there.
Wow, and target he did for a couple of days in France testing a stock car. Our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Garrett Lowe, certainly one to watch, continuing his run after being the 2022 U.S. Legend Semi-Pro National Champion and certainly a star in the iRacing world. Now taking his sights and maybe his talents into some opportunities in Europe. Where can they follow you on social media to keep up with the next adventure?
Yeah, so social media, Instagram and Facebook, both Garrett Lowe Racing. And then now Twitter X is Garrett Lowe _6. And that's where you can find me on social media.
And, you know, if you get a chance, BS Plus Competition as well out there on X. That's where we found all those great pictures of our friend Garrett in Europe. Garrett, congrats again for doing that. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track presented by Cookout.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Yes, there's some racing going on this weekend. Hickory and Ashland, Kentucky's racing trade shows. Our social media will keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information we can find. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.